Good morning, I'm Eric Gao, and welcome to this week's episode of Looking South, ICRT's weekly look at the Taiwan government's new southbound policy. Today we'll be looking at how the Kaohsiung local government is contributing to these efforts. To tell us all about that, we are joined by Renee Chu, the director of the Meeting and Event Promotion Office under the city's Economic Development Bureau. Ms. Chu, welcome to the show.
Hello, Eric. Good morning.
Start us off. What advantages does Kaohsiung have as a gateway to new southbound policy target countries?
As you know, Kaohsiung is the largest harbor city in Taiwan, and it sits on one of the major air-sea transportation routes in the Asia-Pacific region. Kaohsiung has an international airport, a world-class seaport, and a very convenient land transportation network. And all of these give Kaohsiung the advantages of being the gateway to the new southbound policy countries. And under the new policy, Taiwan not only formulates a working strategy at the national level, we also establish a people-to-people mutual benefit cooperation model at the city level with our partner countries. So compared to the previous southward policy, the new southbound policy is more extensive and comprehensive. In addition to strengthening a trade and economic relationship, it also seeks to promote exchange in the area of education, culture, tourism, agriculture, and public health. Kaohsiung City Government is working very closely with the central government to promote and to implement the new southbound policy. The Bureau of International Trade under the Ministry of Economic Affairs frequently organize trade shows in the southbound nations. And the purpose is to open up a new market for Taiwan's businessmen and to promote MIT products. And Kaohsiung City, along with its local business and industries, frequently participates in these trade shows.
So with all those advantages that you just mentioned, what measures has the local government put in place to increase interaction and business between Kaohsiung and these new southbound policy countries?
As we know, the core of the new southbound policy is people-to-people. And to realize this idea, the Economic Development Bureau of Kaohsiung City Government has launched various business exchange. For instance, in June last year, the Bureau took six medical supply companies from Kaohsiung to the Taiwan Expo organized by Taitra in the Philippines. To ensure a positive outcome from this trip, the Bureau met with Taiwan's leading research institute in medical supplies and equipment to find out the possibility of cooperation between Kaohsiung and Philippines medical supply industry. As a result, one of the medical supply companies from Kaohsiung signed a MOU with a local dental distributor during the expo. And also in the expo, Kaohsiung Pavilion was packed with visitors waiting to experience our 3D interactive games designed and created by Kaohsiung's digital creation company. And also there are a long queue waiting to sample Kaohsiung's agricultural and seafood products. I believe Kaohsiung City certainly made a great impression on all of the visitors.
So is Kaohsiung involved in any government-to-government interactions on top of these business interactions that you already mentioned?
Yes, well, we do have some direct interaction with some of the southbound policy countries. For example, in 2016, Kaohsiung City and Selangor State signed two MOUs on Digital Content Incubation Center and HALA Certificate. Since Kaohsiung has some successful experience in helping young talents specialize in digital content creation, setting up companies and reach out to international market, we believe we can lend a helping hand to our partner nations. And on the other hand, Kaohsiung needs to appeal to the Muslim tourists from some of the southbound policy nations. Therefore, how to prepare our local tourism industry so they can understand Muslim custom and practices is very essential. These two MOU signify an important progress in relationship between the two cities. They vow to work together on the development of innovative entrepreneurship and also the halal certificate system.
What else is the Kaohsiung City planning to do in the future to further foster ties between Kaohsiung and Southeast Asia? Are there any new programs or measures that are going to be launched to reach different sectors?
Yes. We believe the best way to strengthen the people-to-people interaction is to continue dialogue with our partner nations. In order to do so, in 2016, Kaohsiung City Government initiated our very own Global Harbor Cities Forum. And it is a platform for city leaders from all over the world to exchange their ideas and experience in city governance. We believe this conversation, this dialogue, can open up cooperation opportunity among the cities. This 2016 forum was very successful, and we had city representatives, mostly mayors and policymakers, from 49 harbor cities of 25 countries to meet in Kaohsiung. And during the forum, all the city leaders recognized the value of the forum, and they saw the need to have the conversation going. So therefore, this year, the Global Harbor Cities Forum will be held again on September 25th to 27th in Kaohsiung Exhibition Center. And this year, we are going to have representatives from 60 cities of 26 countries attending the forum. Among them, 16 cities are from six southbound policy nations, and the scale of the forum is expected to reach 1,000 participants.
Can you give us an idea of what topics are going to be discussed at this upcoming Global Harbor Cities Forum?
Yes, of course. As we know, global harbor cities nowadays are facing a lot of problems. There are issues like climate change, environmental protection problem, the emergence of new technology, and the development of blue economy. All of these topics and issues are very crucial to the sustainability of the port city. So there is an urgent need to propose strategies and solutions to tackle all the problems that I just mentioned. And one of the highlights in this year's forum is the youth forum. We believe that the young people should have their say in their future. This can be done by involving them in public affairs and the process of urban planning. Five groups of young elites, both from home and abroad, are invited to present their ideas about how to create a harbor city that can give the young generation equal opportunity for economic independence, how to provide them with a safe living environment, and also how to set up the channels for them to connect to the world. And we hope through this experience sharing and discussion, the forum can generate some best practices for city port governance and also to create new opportunities for international cooperation. Also, the most important things of all is to help Kaohsiung to establish ties with harbor cities in the world, especially the ones of the Asian and the South Asia countries.
We have been speaking to Kaohsiung Meeting and Events Promotion Office Director, Ms. Renee Chu. Ms. Chu, thank you so much for coming on the air to share with us today.
You're welcome. But before we finish, can I also add how to register for the 2018 Global Harbor Cities Forum?
Please go ahead.
I would like to welcome all the ICRT listeners to come to attend the 2018 Global Harbor Cities Forum and also to enjoy the beauty of Kaohsiung. Registration for the forum is now open. please go to www.ghcf.org.tw, or you can Google our Global Harbor Cities Forum Kaohsiung 2018 for more detail. And I hope I will see all of you in Kaohsiung.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Chu. And that wraps up today's episode of Looking South. I'm Eric Gao, and thank you all for tuning in today.